Thank you and good afternoon. Stemming from reports of a foul odor in the area, on Friday the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to North Court in Scotia and discovered the body of a male adult. This afternoon, through fingerprinting, the body was identified as 32-year-old Justin Joseph Nevis of Sacramento County. A death investigation has been opened and an autopsy is pending to determine the exact cause of Nevis's death. Due to the location and decomposition of the body, deputies believe that the death could be related to a home invasion robbery in the North Court area on September 18th that is also under investigation by the sheriff's office. During that incident, a white male adult in his 30s along with an accomplice forcibly entered a North Court residence and brandished a firearm at the home owner. A brief struggle for the weapon ensued, and in the process, the victim grabbed a knife and stabbed the attacker. Both suspects fled the scene afterwards. A lawsuit was filed against the Humboldt Bay Harbor District as a $1.25 million loan and a lease extension provided to the Harbor District is in question of violating government code. A press conference was held this afternoon regarding the lawsuit, which was filed by longtime government advocate Leo Sears. The lawsuit alleges that 2nd Division Commissioner Greg Dale violated Government Code 1090 due to conflict of interest. In a statement, Sears said that Dale's employer, Coast Seafoods, loaned the Harbor District $1.25 million in a quid pro quo for receiving an extended and expanded lease on over 1,400 acres of tidelands on the Humboldt Bay. Sears went on to say that during that time, Dale was holding the position of Southwest Operations Manager and Policy Advisor for Coast Seafoods. Continuing his statement, Sears also said that violating the code does not mean Dale is a bad person, but it means he can no longer serve as a harbor commissioner. Humboldt State released their annual crime report from the 2014 academic year. The report provided the number of crimes committed in 2014 compared to the numbers in the 2013 and 2012 years. The total number of liquor law arrests and referrals for liquor law violations jumped from 4 in 2013 to 24 in 2014. Burglary slightly increased in 2014 as well, while referrals for drug law violations jumped from 169 to 238. The number of forcible sex offenses were some of the crimes that saw a slight decrease from the 2013 year. Humboldt State officials last month expressed their concern with the growing number of loud parties and underage consumption of alcohol from its students, and seems to have been a point of focus this fall semester. The Eureka Police Department is searching for Marcus Shirley, a man wanted for sexual assault who was last seen in the early morning hours on Sunday. Police responded to the location of the alleged sexual assault and interviewed the victim and gathered evidence linking Shirley to the crime. Shirley is a black male adult, and anyone with information regarding his location is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The bill was the subject of controversy, it faced opposition, and it had to be revised, but today Governor Jerry Brown signed into legislation Assembly Bill XX15, the End of Life Option Act. The bill allows terminally ill patients to end their own lives through the use of doctor-prescribed drugs. The bill, which is authored by Sacramento Assemblymember Susan Eggman, will go into effect in 90 days, and Eggman is grateful that the governor signed her bill.
I am extremely gratified to the governor for his thoughtful deliberation. I'm incredibly appreciative of my staff and the team that helped make this bill a reality, and I'm humbled to have been a part of something that hopefully brings peace of mind to a lot of Californians.
Eggman went on to say that this bill will give patients better dialogue with their healthcare provider as they approach the end of their life.
I think having something like this available to people, it allows them to be more thoughtful as they approach the end of their life. It allows them to have better conversations with their healthcare providers as well as with their family. And again, I think it helps, especially people with a terminal illness, it helps them be able to live life more fully if their fear of the process at the end gets in the way of the time they want to spend with loved ones.
California now becomes the fifth state to allow terminally ill patients to legally end their own lives, following Oregon, Washington, Montana, and Vermont. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.